Ephesians, turn your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, and then we'll go to the book of Matthew. Ephesians 3, 20 and 21, it says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all the ages, world without end." Amen. In the book of St. Matthew's. Book of St. Matthew, chapter 7. Amen. In verse 7 to 11. It says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks it, receive it, and he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom of his son asks bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give unto him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father give? How much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Amen. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Don't know how long I'm before you. It seems like not very long. Amen. And the title of this message today is, "God will fix it for you." God will fix it for you. Amen. Amen. When it's stated like that, God will fix it for you. In other words, God will repair it in order. Amen. Or God prepare it in order and in good condition, and he will adjust or arrange it for you. He's going to fix it some type of way for you. You might, amen, be going through some things, and we all are going through some things. You don't know the outcome of it. You just looking to the Lord, and sometimes that's all you can do is just trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Amen. We have to trust God. Sometimes, amen, we can't see our way. Amen. We can see so far, but we can't see the outcome of things. Amen. And those are the times we have to trust in the Lord. The Lord said, "Trust in me with all of your heart." He didn't say with some of your heart. He said with all of your heart, "Trust in me and lean not to your own understanding." Because when you start leaning to your own understanding, that's when you're gonna start becoming discouraged. You're gonna start becoming, things don't add up. They don't make sense. Amen. And you're trying to make your own way. But the Lord said, "Trust in the Lord God with all of your heart and mind, and lean not to your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he will direct your path." Amen. God will fix it. Amen. He don't always come when we want him to come. He don't always come when we want him to come. He don't always fix it the way you think he will fix it. Glory to God. But he's on time. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah. David said in the Psalms, "Why have I cast down my soul?" And he began to say, "Hope in God," because sometimes your soul feel cast down. Amen. Glory to God. Your soul feel weary. We can get weary in well doing. Amen. And sometimes when we get weary, sometimes we don't know what to do. We don't know which way to turn. We don't know who to look for. We look around and we say, "Lord, I can't talk to nobody here. Lord, I can't talk to nobody there." But the Lord said, "You can trust me when you can't trace me. You can trust me when you, amen, you're skeptical about trusting anybody else. You can trust me. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, but I'll be with you even until the end of the world." You know that my saying to the Lord is always, "Lord, don't let me quit. Lord, don't let me give up. If you haven't told me to stop, don't let me quit. Don't let me walk away from you." Because when you really think about a disciple, when the Lord went to being crucified, they said, "Where shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life." The devil might say, "Well, you need it. You know, you sure you want to keep going to church? You sure you want to keep serving the Lord?" He may present all these things before you, but when you really think about it, you got to look around and say, "Where else shall I go? Well, and shall I go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. It's not an option for you to quit. It's not an option for me to quit. Glory to God. Because when you turn around, if you already got trouble with God, you're going to have double trouble without God. Hallelujah. And then David said, why have I cast down my soul? Sometimes your soul can feel cast down, just like the weather outside, weary and dreary. Glory to God. And you can feel like there's no hope, there's no expectation, and you don't feel too good in your spirit. Glory to God. But the Lord said, if you just hope in me, how to look to the hills from whence cometh all your help coming from the Lord. He made the heavens and he made the earth. God will turn your situation around. God got a solution to your problem if you just won't quit, if you just won't give up. Glory to God. Somebody ought to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord tells us at a time when we're in despair, when a time when we don't look like we know what's going to happen next, when we time when we don't have no hope, no answers, no joy, no peace, and our spirit is down. Glory to God. He said, I'm able to do abundantly above all that you think or ask. Glory to God. In other words, exceedingly means very great, extremely great. I'm able to go way beyond your limit, way beyond your measurement. The way you think it is, God goes where he can go way far than what you think or ask. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm able to, and he's able to do abundantly, amen, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works on the inside of us. God said, don't look at your situation. Don't look at it as being over with. Don't look at it as like I've come as far as I can come. Glory to God. But the Lord said, look into the hills from whence cometh all your help. All your help coming from the Lord. When you look like you're at your last and you go down to the ground, that's when you're at your strongest point. Glory to God. Who shall separate me from the love of God? Shall distress, shall trouble, shall distractions or any of these things separate me from the love of God? Somebody ought to give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord just tells us, he said, ask. Hallelujah. He said, ask and it shall be given. He said, seek and ye shall find. He said, knock and the door shall be open. Glory to God. God said, glory to God. Whatever that we're going through, he said, hallelujah, to cast all of your cares upon me, for I care for thee. We don't most of the time take our cares before the Lord. We take them to other people and we walk around with like, hallelujah, we got heavy loads on our mind. We walk around like we got heavy loads upon our body. Glory to God. But the Lord said, cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. God said, cast all your concerns. He said, come unto me, all that are laden and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Glory to God. God said, if you ask, how it shall be given back to you. He said, if you seek, you shall find. And he said, if you knock, the door shall be open. God didn't just say, ask and walk away. He said, if that don't get it, keep seeking. Glory to God. Keep seeking my face. Hallelujah. Keep praying and calling out to me, crying out to me and seeking the Lord. If that don't get it, God said, keep on talking to me. Keep knocking. I don't care if you ask the Lord the same thing. Keep knocking. Pray till you get an answer. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God said, in other words, hallelujah. He said, oh, glory to God. He said, glory to ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receive it. And he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Glory to God. Or what man is there of you of whom his son asks bread? Glory to God. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give a stone? And the Lord is saying, if a man, in other words, glory to God. He's asking glory to God for bread. Glory to God. And he wouldn't give his child a stone, and he's asking for bread. And if he would ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? He said, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven, good things to them that ask. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, the Lord just wants us to, amen, don't cast away our confidence. Glory to God. Sometime when you feel like you have walked on this in this journey, and I can just vouch to that myself. Glory to God. Sometime you feel like I have gone far enough with this. There's some things in your life you feel like I have gone far as I can go with this. Glory to God. And I believe when we feel that way, when we actually feel like, and we've been on a journey for a long, I'm talking about people that have been on the same journey for a long, I'm not talking about on different journey, I'm talking about there's some things that have lingered long enough in our life, glory, shout to the whole shout, and we got to have a breakthrough. But while we're waiting on the Lord for a breakthrough, the devil is in your ear, he's in my ear, and he's saying, just forget about this, this is going nowhere. Hallelujah. He wants you to cast away your confidence in the Lord, throw it away, glory to God. So he wants to tell you, God's not going to change it, God's not going to do it, but glory to God, even if you don't understand it, just hang in there, glory to God, just hang in there, glory to God. That's what I heard the Lord speak to me today. He said, just hold on. When God said hold on, he means amen, don't make no detours, don't turn to the left, don't turn to the right. He wants you to just stand there. I don't care if tears are coming down your eyes, I don't care if you feel like I can't take another step, I don't care if you're hurting on the inside, because you can preach to people and people can look at you and glory to God, they don't know what's going on the inside. You could be bleeding on the inside, you could be wounded on the inside. Sometimes you can be wounded by the people in your church, you can be wounded by your family man, you could be wounded, you could be bleeding, and you could be doing all that, but you could be doing the will of God. Somebody give God a praise, and God see you. Hey, glory to God. He want to see that stability in you. He don't want you to quit every time something don't go your way, every time something you don't understand. He don't want you to take off and run, hallelujah, and say, I can't do this no more. But God allowed you to be tested and tried. Glory to God, and see what you made of. Because you might not know what you made of. Even as a leader, you might not know if you made what you made of. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a prayer. If two or three people can run you away, God sure can't give you no more. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has strengthened your tolerance. Sometimes you have to tolerate things. Amen. Things that get on your nerve. It may be people and things that get on your nerve, and God wants to see what you're about. You got to tolerate. He'll show you how to be mature and work with that, because you're not going, everything is not going to be easy in life. Glory to God. And anybody, whether you are a supervisor, any type of leadership, is not easy. That's why some people, they know it's not easy. They just rather you just keep paying them little bucks. They don't want all that, because when they give you, go up higher, you got more responsibility. And some people can't take it. They're overwhelmed by it. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. But God will fix it just for you. Glory to God. Because he knows just what to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can't run away from every hard place. We can't run away from things that we don't like. Glory to God. And the Lord will let you know sometime. He'll let you know. Glory to God. You got to be still. You can't run away because somebody didn't do it right. Somebody didn't treat you right. Somebody didn't say it right. So glory to God. This kind of job right here, you put yourself at risk. This is a risk job. When you're walking with God, it's riskful. When you're walking with God, you can't say, well, Lord, I'm going to serve you long as you, and everything works good in my life. You're taking risks. You don't take risks. High turbo whole shy. And you really gonna take risks. Glory to God. You ain't any type of leadership. You can't quit because something don't sit right with you. Because God will never use you. You can never be used by God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know, glory to God, you got to trust in the Lord. There's some answers. There's some things you can do something about. And there's some things you just cannot do anything about. You have to wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting on him, you have to be of a good courage. Amen. You have to let him strengthen your heart. The Bible says, wait on the Lord and be of a good courage. And you have to let him strengthen your heart. And sometime after you done prayed to the Lord, you got to keep on praying. Amen. Till you feel a breakthrough in your spirit. Till you feel like, amen. It's not that he's hard of hearing. Glory to God. But you got to, glory to God, pray till you feel the amen all right in your soul. You got to pray that you know, that you have that confidence that God is going before you. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's all right to tell the Lord, I'm tired, Lord. It's all right to tell the Lord, I'm weary. Amen. No matter what situation you may be in, it's all right. God already know that you're tired. He already know that you're weary. Glory to God. But you got to say, Lord, what, in spite of all, God, don't let me quit. Don't let me quit, God. Don't let me say I can't do this. And because you got to really think about it. If you quit, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? Who are you going to serve? Amen. Disciples said, where shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Anybody in their right mind not going to go back to the world. And you can't go and do like Peter said, and rest right with them in the midst of them and tell them I'm not going to be a part of it, but you're going to rest right there. Because the devil know who you are. They told Peter, it said, when you the one was with the Messiah, you already marked. You already got a mark on you. There's no option for you to go back and sin. I said, there's no option for you to go back and sin. They already know who you are, where you came from. Somebody give God away. And even more than that, some of these places, amen, glory to God, some of these churches and stuff, they just as bad as the people in the world. They already know who you are. They don't want you over there. Did you hear what I said? They don't want you over there, amen, with your sanctified self. They're supposed to be just as sanctified as you are, but they do not want you over there cramping their style. So where are you going to go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. It's not an option unless you just want to go to hell. It's not an option. I tell the Lord, I say, Lord, it's not an option. Some of us so far here. You can't do nothing but keep paddling going forward. Can't look back from where God's brought you from. You got to keep moving forward. If you look back, you're going to turn to a pillar of salt. You go back, it may turn back in your thoughts. Glory to God. God would fix it. Amen. Just for you. He knows just what to do. But he'll fix it in his time. And he'll fix it in his way. God has a way that you have not thought about. Amen. I said God has a way that you had not thought about. Somebody give the Lord a praise. I was thinking of taking this little testimony, and I'm probably going to be done. Amen. I was just thinking about it. Amen. To make a long story short, I'm not going to go into all the details, but I had sent this. I was trying to pay off this bill. I had got a loan to pay off this bill some couple months ago, and they approved it, and they wrote me out a cashier's check. Well, I never really dealt with cashier's checks, so know too much about it. But I was given by the company, they gave me a misinformed address. I'm thinking it was intentionally done, but somebody at the company evidently, I was trying to find out where to mail it to pay off this debt. Some kind of way it got hung in the mail, got lost in the mail. So I had to wait so many days before they stopped payment on that check, my bank. They were going to do it for 90 days. So it's been like almost going on 90 days, but not quite. But I just make a long story short. The Lord sent that check curve back around to me in my house. I got it the other day. He sent it right back to me because I would have to been waiting, amen, till next month till they stop payment on that check. And then I would have to been waiting for them to get back with my bank to say that they didn't get to check all those papers. God just sent that to Square Electric check right back to me. He fixed that. Amen. He fixed that. And I thank him for it. God, amen, he will fix situations. Right? You know, when he'll catch you. Most time he catch you off guard because when I got my mail out, I just had my mind giving up on the idea that that check will return back to me because that was one of the possibilities that we return back to the sender. But all this time, since it hadn't came back to me, I just kind of forgot about it. The Lord gave me peace and rest in him since I knew they were going to stop payment on after so long anyway. But amen. That check came back to me, and I was able to take it to the bank, and they was able to deposit it in my account. I was able to pay off that debt yesterday. So I thank the Lord. Amen. God will not come. He will not do things, amen, the way we think he would do them. But I believe this in this hour that God's people, we are really being tried because God, Lord had to show us where we stand at. Do we stand with him or do we stand with the world? Are we in the middle? Are we on the side, or where do we stand? Amen. A lot of times you can't say I'm not in the world, but you always dab into the things that the world do. It's going to be a part of you. Amen. Jesus said, amen. Will you, how many of you following me? Will you go too? Everybody's not going to follow that straight way. Holly, I say they're not going to follow that straight way because there's a narrow way. And it feels, amen, like you are on a lonely road. It's a straight way, a narrow way. And the Bible said, few that be defined. Glory to God. It's more easy to go on the destruction way, the broad way, but it's a lot of heartache and trouble on that way too. Amen. Hallelujah. There's no peace on the broad way. There's no joy on the broad way. There's no hope on the broad way. Amen. Glory to God. You're not making it to heaven on the broad way. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. But you have to stay on that road. Amen. We're all in different type of seasons in our life. We're not all in the same season at the same time. Glory to you. You might be in the season that we're going through over here with this. I might be in a season over here, but God still want to see what you're going to do. Anybody can say, I serve the Lord, I love the Lord, and I got a pocket full of money, and I'm smiling from ear to ear, and everything is going well with me. Glory to God. What about if you're not doing? You're not, amen. You got things going on. How do you down and discouraged, you're going through something, or you still going to walk with the Lord? God, there's those times, amen, if you can walk with God when it's bad, you sure can walk with him when it's good. And he wants to see, letting us see, what are we, who are we serving? Are we serving God? God will let the reins of your heart and the reins of my heart to be tried. The reins of your heart is not what you say with your lips, it's your heart. Amen. Can you hang with me? The Lord let you know, can you hang with me when there's nobody there for you? Are you going to walk and say, I'm going to walk away from God because no one's here? I can't, you know, amen. You know, I have no one. Glory to God. I'm by myself. Are you going to run away from God and say, I can't serve God because of this? I can't serve God because of that? We are being tried in many ways. Glory to God, to see if we're still going to walk with the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord, you know, amen, he'll try the church. He'll try people in the church. He'll, amen. You know, Jesus had an inward circle. He had many disciples, but he had an inward circle. And their inward circle, they got to see things that other people didn't get to see. They got to know some things about the Lord. They got to know, amen, and you got to put an inner circle of people around you, but they got to not just know of you, they got to know you. They got to know some things, how God work in your life. They got to know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. For them to, amen, his ministry, amen, his ministry was a great big, but then he had an inward circle. They knew a lot of things about him, and they respect the deity of God in him. And they didn't cross him and do things that they know that wouldn't be pleasing to him. And that's what helped, amen. That helps you to go, just like if you have children. You have children. We all have children. You got some children that you can just smile with. They make your heart so happy because they do whatever they can do for you. They're so, you know, not that you love one and don't love the other. Then you got some that can be so disappointing. They can be so disappointing, they can break your heart. Glory to God. Glory to God. And glory to God. But God helps us. If they know some things about their parents, they wouldn't do the stuff they do. If they really knew that their parents were men and women of God and had their best interest heart, they wouldn't break their heart. They would try to be pleasing. We try to be pleasing to the Lord as much as we can. I don't know about you. I got my hand up. I try to please the Lord. I try not to please my flesh. Because when you please your flesh, that means you do what your flesh wants to do. If I have your best interest in heart, I'm going to do what I feel like will not harm you. Not what I think. What I think, it don't matter. Glory to God. It don't matter. Glory to God. Amen. You want to. Amen. I'm thinking about, I got two boys, and I love both of them. I know both of them love me. Amen. And that's so my son back there. Not saying he's perfect. Y'all probably say, well, you always say things about, but amen. He's always been respectful. Never disrespect. He might have thought things and might not agree with what I said, but never been disrespectful. And I interact with him the same way that he does to me. I respect him. Somebody said, well, you his mother, I still respect him. Because he conducts himself in a respectful way. Glory to God. And that helps, amen. That's encouraging to you. You don't want to, amen, bring, you, even your, when it comes to leadership, you don't want to, the leadership, you want to do whatever you can do to encourage them because you don't know what they're going through in the dark. You don't know. Anything you can do to be encouragement, you want to prove yourself to be trustworthy, all that is encouraging because sometimes behind closed doors, you don't know how your leader, what's going through and what they're talking to God about. The devil already don't want them to do God's will. And you want to know that, amen, the people, amen, among you are with you 100%. I don't care if it's 10, 5, or whatever. You want to know they have your best interest in her. You don't want to have no ifs, downs, or nothing like that. Because that's disturbing. That's disturbing. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody say, I don't know what you're talking about, but God knows what we're talking about. Amen. And God is the one, amen, in spite of all what we go through, God do not want us to quit and say, I cannot walk with God. I cannot do this because that's a trick of the devil. Soon as you do something like that, and glory to God, you're going to wish you didn't do it. If you can't hardly walk with God and you're going through all kind of things right now, you are not going to be able to walk, and I won't be able to walk with God because the devil will make sure he take you out because he's out to get us all anyway. He wouldn't give you a chance to come back and be and walk with God. And this is the hour that people are leaving God. I don't believe they're getting back like they need to get back with God. They may be getting back in a building, but I don't believe they're getting, a lot of them not getting back in their soul. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. I believe I'm just about done. Amen. God, he will fix it for you. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking for God to fix some things for me. Amen. There's some things in your life you know that have to be fixed. There's some things in your life you know that have to have a change. You know you can't keep going that same route. Now, I mean, this to be realistic. I don't know how you talk to God, but I know how I talk with God. Amen. When you're tired, you're just tired. If you're not, I ain't telling you you're so tired you want to go and take a nap. But when you're tired of stuff in your spirit, you're tired of this. You're tired, you just glory to God. You're like, Lord, well, okay, Lord, I'm doing as much as I can do. You know God has to swoop you up to keep you moving. As it just won't happen. Somebody give God a praise. It's just like if you sick in your body or something. Amen. You lay in bed. I can't get up and go to work. I just can't get up and do it. If God don't touch you or nothing, you will not. You be calling. You won't make it that day. Somebody give God a praise. Come on, give God a praise in here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Everybody